before I begin.
Loving God, thank you for your word, that it is living and alive and can teach us new things every time we read it. May you speak to us now through your words and through our thoughts. Amen. So, this letter is a letter from St. Paul to the church in Colossae. It sets out how they were to live as a community. And he used this wonderful image of being clothed, clothing themselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Just like that uniform game we played earlier, these characteristics should immediately identify us to the outside world as belonging to God's people. These qualities set us apart because they influence the way that we coexist, the way that we live as a community. And it was massively countercultural at the time for the church in Colossae to live like this. This is not how society more widely was living. And I would argue it is still just as countercultural for us today. It is as immediately eye-catching as a Norlin nanny uniform walking down the streets of London. When we live like this in our current world, in a way where we bear with one another, that means more than just tolerating one another. That implies a little bit more grace in there and more love. It's not a common attitude in the world where it's much more likely that we decide to cancel one another because of something someone said. We're called to forgive one another. That's an even stranger way of living in our current environment. Forgiveness is not a word that is used very often outside of the church. It's not the way that the world around us relates to each other. But it is something that we must choose to inhabit, much as we choose what clothes we put on each morning. But actually, it's more than just the outerwear that we put on to show our identity and who we are as Christ. It goes deeper because it doesn't just shape us as individuals, it shapes us as a community. It shapes us to be a place where all are welcomed, all are held, and all are enabled to flourish. Indeed, it is a community that holds all. That is the phrase that we're looking at this week in our vision statement. Remember that we believe at St. Philip's that God is setting us free to become a more Trinity-shaped community, receiving and serving and holding all in brokenness and joy. So this week we're concentrating on what does it mean for us at St. Philip's to be a place that holds all. A few years back, when our warm spaces were just becoming established as a thing, I was reflecting on what was happening in those spaces and in the communities that were growing up in that time. And at the same time, Rosemary, who is our operations manager, was chatting to those regular hirers who come into our building in the week, and they come week after week, year after year for some of them. And she was asking them what brought them here. And interestingly, you might think it was, oh, money, the space, or whatever. It wasn't. It was a sense of something about this place where they felt safe. And they actually used the language, they felt held in the activities that they did here. And as we were talking together and reflecting on this, the image of St. Philip's being a nest came into our minds. We as a church are a space that we help to hold people where they can be nurtured, protected, and feel safe and feel like they belong. And that image of a nest has never actually left me. And as we've been journeying through this Lent, through our vision statement, I feel like that image has been growing in my mind. If you've ever seen a bird build a nest, you may have missed the chance this spring, but some might still be building them. A nest is shaped by a bird. It comes together through many varied component parts, twigs, sticks, fluff, feathers, moss, grass, pine needles, all sorts of things. None of it tessellates. They don't build their nests out of Lego bricks. that can slot nice and neatly together, they build their nests out of these really seemingly random objects that don't quite work together. But they weave them and coax them and shape them into a perfect place for new life to be nurtured. Okay, at this point, I have a video for you to watch so we can actually see a bird's nest being built so that you don't have to imagine it. We can just watch it for a couple of minutes. There is no sound, so don't worry. But you can see it starts off looking all straggly, but gradually, that circle in the center is becoming more and more perfect. It's becoming tighter and more tightly packed. And some birds, like weaver birds, I mean, they frankly are phenomenal. If you haven't ever looked at those, go find a YouTube clip of a weaver bird weaving their nest. As I reflected more and more on what we meant by holding all, this image of a nest seemed to speak even louder. When we think of being shaped, often I think I'm guilty of this. I imagine something like modeling clay or some other homogeneous, malleable material, i.e. it's all the same. But we're not. We're all very different. We are far from homogeneous. And that is part of our beauty and our strength. Yet we are being shaped using our differences. Just like a bird takes all sorts of twigs and sticks, no two the same, and shapes them slowly and patiently into a bowl shape, so we are being taken by God and slowly and patiently being shaped into a community that is perfect for new life to be nurtured. The component parts of a nest are no use on their own. You cannot build a nest from one twig or two twigs, even if pigeons might try. You have to have many of them, and those component parts are all woven together. There is no glue used, there is no twine used, there are no nails or screws. All of those parts are woven to the point that their forces interact with each other to hold that shape. It's an amazing feat of engineering that it manages to hold, all because of those different parts working together and being shaped together. A nest is creative and individual. No two nests are the same. And that is the same for churches. No two churches are the same. They are made up of their individual component parts, they're influenced by the environment that they're in, just like a nest. But what all churches do have, or should have, as St. Paul was writing about, is that they are places where they can nurture life. Ultimately, we are shaped into a place that life can be nurtured. And it's this, actually, that we are celebrating on Mothering Sunday. It's the gift of that mother church, that place that nurtured our faith, that enabled us to grow in our faith, somewhere that encouraged us in our new life in Christ. It may be for some of you, it's wonderful that for some of you it is St. Philip's or St. Stephen's, it is local. But it may be somewhere else in the country or in another country. But today, Mothering Sunday is about recognizing the beauty of that church that nested us and fledged us. This is what St. Paul is writing about in Colossians. In fact, I don't know if you've noticed, but so much of the New Testament is all about this theme of how on earth we live together as people who are very different in a community that is countercultural, that is encouraging and life-giving and enables people to flourish. The whole of the New Testament, no, not the whole, but a lot of the New Testament is all on about this shaping of a community. And here, Paul talks about the fact that we are first chosen by God. I don't know how sacrilegious and heretical it is to imagine God as a bird and each of us like a twig. But just imagine at that moment, birds really seek the right twig. You can look at them and go, well, they all look the same to me. But they really want that one because they know that one will work perfectly in their nest in that place. That's what God is doing. We have been chosen and picked up because we, with what we offer, are the perfect person to add to this church in this place. There's something that we bring that enables this nest to be built. It's what Paul is saying. We are chosen by God. We are placed then in this nest to be a life, enable this place to be a life nurturing place. We are holy and beloved in this community. It's what sets us free, gives us confidence to live as the people of God. We started our Lent talking about that, how we are free because of God loving us first. And then our diversity is embraced as we are shaped to become more like God's very self. We called it Trinity shaped when Christian came and talked to us about that. But essentially, it's the qualities of God's very self that we are learning to inhabit and choosing to inhabit. Here in Colossians, Paul uses different qualities of God: compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with. These are all ways that we are shaped by God and being shaped to be like God. A nest is that beautiful, intricate thing with reciprocal forces enabling it to hold that shape. That is what we are being called to be in Trinity shaped. We're going to explore nests a little bit more because I wonder if you can relate to this sense of being woven together into a communal body, where we all become interdependent on each other and we're all integral to this final shape. So I invite you this morning, whether you want to explore what it's like, what it feels like to be shaped and molded into a nest shape, or whether you want to sit and reflect on whether you have felt held in this place, whether this church has been a place of nurturing for you or not. Next week we'll go on to brokenness and joy. These are things we also need to hear because we are being shaped to be a life-giving community. So we need to know where we don't quite get it right. So I invite you in all sorts of different ways, as is our normal plan on all age. You can come and try and make a nest. I have a whole load of materials for nest building. If you've ever tried it, it's not easy. I did spend a lot of yesterday trying to build a nest. I wasn't actually very successful, which is why a wonderful example of recognizing how difficult it is to be woven into a church that is life-giving. So even if you wrestle with a nest and don't manage it, we can learn an awful lot from that. But you can come and make a nest. I also have a slightly cheat way where you can make a very simple nest as a visual aid for you to go home with. So you can choose which way you want to do, but you can try building a nest. Or you might be someone who likes to reflect and think and ponder on these things yourself. I have some colouring sheets if you want to do reflective colouring and to ponder a bit more about what we've just talked about. So feel free to come and get a colouring sheet from the front. You can sit wherever you like and think a little bit more about what it means to be moulded into this life-giving place. Or you might like to chat with the people around you if you're more of a person who thinks best whilst talking. You can chat about the idea of a nest, or there are some questions on the table as well that go a little bit deeper into this Colossians reading. So let's respond and think a little bit more about this passage. Over to you.